USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un observed the test launch of a tactical guided weapon over the weekend, according to the country's state news agency. South Korean officials say that two projectiles were fired from the country's east coast into the Sea of Japan, traveling for about 70 miles. The North Koreans reported that the weapons system was connected to the country's nuclear program. Some evacuation orders in New Mexico have been lifted as crews continue to battle a wildfire that has already killed two people. The blaze in southern New Mexico began last week and quickly grew to more than 6,000 acres and has destroyed more than 200 homes in the area of the village of Ruidoso. And 12 people were injured Saturday in a shooting at a Columbia, South Carolina mall. 10 people were treated for gunshot wounds, with 8 victims hospitalized, 2 of them in critical condition. Police say they don't believe the shooting was a random act, and a 22-year-old male is in custody in connection with the shooting. This is USA Radio News.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.